I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie, and my husband, Chris.
Hello.
And we are the Ramses, collectively.
The surname is very important, the Ramses.
Why?
Best bloody gift you've ever been given in your life, that surname.
Oh, that is the rankest thing ever.
You are welcome. How dare
you? You know what? I read something somewhere. I keep saying read something like I read newspapers and that. It was on Instagram, right?
Yeah, okay, so you need to fix that. I saw a post.
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't.
I've read. You know what? As soon as you say I read something, everyone goes, I just see it on the internet.
Yeah, but you're still reading it. Still reading. Yeah. You know, everyone goes on about reading so good for you. I read all the time.
Oh, yeah, I read road signs, logos on people's jumpers. I'm always reading.
Yeah, me too. Labels. How long you keep things. I read something.
I look at the little green man when I press a button and it goes to the red man or the green man.
Oh, well done. Yeah, you haven't crossed a road in years, you lazy git.
I don't cross roads.
So, I read something somewhere on the internet that isn't it shit that a woman has to go by loads of different names, but a man is just a mister. So a woman, you either miss, Ms. Mrs.
Yeah.
But a man's just mister.
It's because you can't make your fucking mind up, can you, sweetheart? Hey, sweetheart.
That's disgusting.
Hey,
isn't it shit though? Isn't that
darling.
So shit?
It is weird. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it? I heard.
And then the fact that we have to change our name is gross.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, but in your case, you know, it was an improvement. I'm named after a season. Grow up. Now, listen.
I'm watching, this is something really different, right? And I'm
so
not going to tell
then.
You.
Don't
no,
listen,
no, sorry, okay.
Okay.
No, sorry,
go on,
no, go, oh, sorry.
No, go on,
just
go on,
it was
go on,
in
go
the tip of my
I've
tongue.
Got a thing for you. Look, cross my finger so I remember what it is.
Remember what it is, right, okay. Or you've got skin cheese.
Oh, both got right, skin cheese. Right,
I'm watching a program at the minute. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's actually an old series of a sort of. It's not Real Housewives, but it's very similar, right?
Why aren't you telling people what it is?
Because I don't want to offend the people who are in it.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to slag them off.
Oh,
I don't
fantastic!
Wanna...
No, it's fine. I'm on board with this.
So
I'll have a watch. I'll slag.
They're
them
all
off
married
well.
To famous, like well-known athletes.
Right.
And one of them, they've been together for 11 years.
Yeah.
Engaged for 11 years. They've got a child together.
Okay.
And they just set a date for the wedding, sent out the save the dates and everything. And the guy's just like, nah, don't want to do it.
Really?
And it's on the TV program and she's like, he's just changed his mind. I'm devastated. And he's like, it's just not the right time. You know, and you're like, wow.
Engaged for 11 years. That is really, you know, waiting for the, I mean, what's the wait list for your venue?
Well,
11
I,
years,
no,
that's a
not,
long engagement.
And I just thought, I just found it dead sad because she was just, and then I think, I don't know if they're still together, but you know, when you're like, someone did that to me, I'd literally be like, see you later, mate.
What's the difference, though? It's not like he's changing his name. It's not like he's changing or losing anything. What's the difference between being engaged?
I think you'll lose half of his income, Chris.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What you lose.
So he needs a prenuptial
well, but then the thing
agreement.
Is, you know, you're getting into territory there that I don't know about, but
yep.
Who would you sign it? I don't know. And it's just mad. And I'm like, oh, gosh, is this really awful to say?
No. Well, I think there's a bit, especially in America, it's a big, big thing about if you marry. It, you know, I think I've read a thing. I saw a post.
Oh, you saw?
I saw a post.
I was watching TikTok.
So now I'm either going to, right, either way, it's quite an interesting statistic and it's quite an impressive statistic. But I think it couldn't have been seconds. It has to be minutes. I think I'm going to go with minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It said every 3 minutes in America, someone gets divorced.
What?
That's what it said.
That's not
right,
far off babies
seconds.
Being born.
It wasn't
born.
Seconds. That was crazy. Yeah, it's
no,
because
every minute
minutes.
A baby's born, isn't it, in the UK?
Now, with the babies thing, I can get it. But with minutes, every 3 minutes, if they say every 3 minutes, someone gets divorced. Even at night, Who's getting divorced at 4 a.m?
Oh.
So does it, is it like, does that, is that 9 to 5?
Is it in the world or is it just America?
It was just America. It was a poster. Yeah. Look, right. Everyone, calm yourselves down. This is a spurious post that I only half remember seeing. Might have been pissed when I saw it. But
I don't think it's every 3 minutes.
Oh, for fuck. Where's me Google? Right. Me Google? Right, I'm going to me Google it. Hold on.
That's sad, isn't it?
Eh? Well, the point I was getting at was there are a lot of, you know, it's about money a lot of time. Hold on. Mm. Right, no, okay. I don't know, right. I've got, right, there's a story about a couple who got divorced after just 3 minutes. That's annoying. I could use that on Extra Extra. Forget you heard that.
Right, they got divorced after being married for 3 minutes.
Oh, now that I'm on a rabbit hole now.
Don't worry about these.
Oh,
these,
for fuck's sake.
The most indecisive people in the world.
How can you get divorced after 3 minutes?
Why?
Surely it took longer than that to get to the place where you get divorced.
Jesus.
Couple divorced after 3 minutes when Kuwaiti bride trips and husband calls her stupid, promoting his wife to have the marriage annulled immediately.
What?
The marriage reportedly became the shortest ever in the history of Kuwait. Local media said that the woman slipped while on her way out of the courthouse and her husband called her stupid before she asked the judge to annul the marriage.
That is mad. That is. She was already, they'd had an argument in the morning. That's bubbling over. That's not a one-off.
That's fucking wonderful.
Jesus.
Right. Give us one sec to try and type this properly. No, it's giving us that fucking story.
Anyway, the moral of the story is, I'm watching it and I'm currently watching it at the minute. I just think she's staying with him for the money and I just find it a bit sad.
Well, all I was going to say was, in America, it is a massive thing of, like, you know, a lot of people get divorced in America. A lot, obviously more people in here, but there is more people. But I think the statistics are higher of how many people get divorced. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of the time it's about money. I don't know, signing a thing before you get married, it always seems a bit weird to me. It always seems like, oh, I love you. Isn't this a fairy tale? Sign this so you won't take me money. I love you too. Like,
well, and because then you could say part of his success could be down to her for being together for the last 11 years, her facilitating him, and it's really...
As a man, I believe he was out grafting, doing the hard graft, and she was honestly swanning about,
right,
gallivanting, lolloping.
Great.
Lazing.
Great. If
I hadn't just turned the Wi-Fi off and closed Google, I would have got more words from thesaurus.com to put me point across and irritate you even
I believe
more.
That she's probably been his therapist for 11 years.
Right, okay.
So she's owed every penny. But it's just really sad to watch. Anyway, why did we get onto this?
Because you were trying to slag... I don't know. Anyway, listen.
Talking about Miss and Mrs. and Mr.
Can I tell you the thing I learned yesterday? Because you were talking about Mrs. and Mrs. and stuff.
It went all off piece. Sorry, guys. And it's called Wags if you want to watch it.
You shrouded the entire thing.
Listen,
in history.
This her thing, actually. Everybody watch it. Yeah? She might get more money. It's her thing, isn't it? It's nothing to do with
I'm
him.
I'm not on board with this. She sounds very... All I've heard about this lady so far is that she's just money grabbing.
No,
this
she's
is
actually
awful.
Not.
I'm joking.
I genuinely think...
What I was going to say...
I don't know, they might still be married. I don't
you said...
What?
Oh my God, no one gives a fuck.
Great.
What you said was that Mrs. And I was speaking to someone yesterday. I've just filmed a couple of days on a TV show. I'm so sorry, I'm not allowed to say what it is yet, but it's a quiz show. So the guy, one of the people said to someone else, oh mate, I like your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the lad who was wearing the shirt went, oh, it's not a shirt, technically it's a blouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, sorry. And he went, yeah, the buttons are the other way.
Like,
so the buttons go like a woman's. So do you know the reason the buttons go the other way?
I've never known why. Why did
he told us this lad, and it's like my exact point when he told us. I went, "Wow, wasn't the past sexist?" That's what I said.
Okay, what was it for? Oh, so they go one
way. No, so they go one way on a woman's. Mm. So what do they go? They go right over left on a woman's. Yeah, right over left.
No.
So right over left is a blouse, and they go left over right on a man's.
Yeah,
because historically the woman would do up the man's buttons. So they're the other way around on his, so that her doing it is the same for her, so she can still do it.
Oh! Oh, God! Oh, I could vomit and kick something.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is disgusting.
Yeah. So that's why. So it's right over left on a woman's shirt/blouse, and then a man's shirt is left over right because the woman would do the man's
shirt. Because the stupid woman wouldn't be able to do a button the other way.
Because she obviously she wouldn't be able to do it the other way. It's such, so in reverse, her doing his would be the same.
That's awful.
Unbelievable.
Do you know, I always think that I might have loved being in the past. I don't think I would have.
No.
I wouldn't have lasted a day.
Told you, man. We've went over this millions and millions of times. Whenever you see someone having sex on Downton Abbey or Game of Thrones or Outlander,
the stink.
Their cocks and fannies are fucking lifting. Like, you honestly, you whip your pants down and pastry crumbles like you bit into a sausage roll in the wind. Now, listen. It's a skin
it's
and
flake.
It's
the breath for me, man. That's what I couldn't deal with. And the BO.
Yeah.
What were we watching the other day? Oh, it was that Bodies, and there was a sex scene in 1890, and all I could think was, it fucking stinking there.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, yes. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Again, every few episodes, I like to really take my time to say thank you, because I don't like glossing over the thank yous, because they sound really insincere. Thank you so much. Every single week, we are still thundering up the top of the podcast charts because of you listening. Thank you so much.
It's
nice. Really, really do appreciate it. We can't thank you enough. And without further ado, it is time to tell you that it is episode 242, and it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is queuing right up someone's arse.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, yes.
Hey, are you in a queue? Mm-hmm. Hey, has the person in front of you moved half an inch? Then you better fill that gap so you can smell the fucking shampoo!
Yeah.
Eh? Because we all know, the closer you stand to the person in front, the faster you'll get to the front.
Yeah. Happened to me at Asda Cafe a couple of weeks ago.
Happened to us the other day at the mini golf. Went to the mini golf at the Metro Centre. Fucking bloke. Honestly, I hope he listens. Honestly, mate. Like, no. Right up me arse. Like, literally, I didn't even play the mini golf because this fucking bloke behind was just standing
right
on me fucking heels.
In his defence, listen to this. I will never go to mini golf in half term ever again.
That was unbelievable.
It was just awful. It was so busy.
Yeah.
So busy that you didn't actually get time. I didn't take my turns.
No.
You shouldn't have got me that bat. What's it called?
Bat? it's called a bat.
No, what's
it's
it called?
It's called a bat. Golf
what's
bat.
What's it called?
Golf bat. Golf racket.
What's it called?
Come on.
Put. What's it called?
Golf put.
Golf. Yeah. Oh, fuck, Chris, what's it called?
Are you wanting the word
tell
club?
Us,
are you wanting
the word a club? Golf club. Oh, my God.
Good old man. Or were you wanting the word putter?
I don't know. What's putting in?
A putter. Golf. It's called a putter. The one you had was called a putter, and it's for putting a ball in the hole.
Anyway, I'll never go in half term again. It was too busy. It's too busy, and you were rushed around that course.
People up
your backside.
When someone's up your arse in a queue.
I know.
Honestly, I've started walking backwards into them. Mm. I've started leaning backwards and walking backwards into them. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, and I'm like, well, fucking fuck off then.
I just don't think anyone's got any spatial awareness. And also, people don't have spatial awareness in cars.
Oh,
the amount of
time,
right? The amount of time people are up my backside in a car, and I'm like, oh, fuck this. So I move over, and then they move over as well, and you go, oh, you just can't drive.
Yeah, you're just
up my backside. You think that's how close you drive to someone.
This is a queue.
Yet I think you're wanting to get past us, but you're not. You just drive up people's arses.
Can't bear it.
Mad, isn't it?
Can't bear it. I think, oh, hey, they want to go these, and then, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But listen, if someone's queuing right up your arse, just don't move. Sometimes I don't move. I let the person in front of us go miles ahead, and I'll stand there. And then obviously they go, and you go, excuse me, the queue's moved. And you move, and then they're right up here. And then sometimes I try and I move like little inches, and they move again. And I move millimetres, and they move again.
I think, it's a British thing.
Get the fuck out of my anal cavity, you impatient shithead.
I think it's a British thing. I'll never, this is one of them things from when I was younger. And I can't remember how old I was. I think I was a teenager. And there was a programme on the telly. I'm sure we've talked about this, but it would have been a long, long time ago. Where they were in a hotel and they filmed loads of different nationalities in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this programme?
I don't think you've told me about this.
Have I not?
No.
Sure, I have.
And culturally, they're just...
Culturally, it just showed all different nationalities in this hotel.
Oh.
And it kind of showed like the breakfast buffet.
British
are like all queuing.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Japanese who just didn't queue at all, who just went to the front. And obviously everyone else is like kicking off. And then it was like the German people who were getting naked in the shower on the pool. It was so interesting because obviously I don't think they told them what it was for.
Wow.
But it was just to watch how...
Sorry, naked in the shower around the pool?
Yeah.
So that was a thing. Some of them were like, oh, you just wash your bollocks and that in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm not having that, like...
Yeah. It was so interesting.
Naked at the breakfast buffet, I can understand.
Just to see how people... And so I think there was something happened to check-in, and it was the way that different nationalities reacted to something going wrong. It was really interesting.
Wow.
It was in the 90s I was on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely doesn't sound like they'd make that now, let's be perfectly honest.
But I think the queuing thing...
Guys, look, it's not racist. We're just saying celebrate the differences. No! No one's different! Everyone's the same! No, we're all exactly the same. Sometimes it's quite fun to celebrate the differences, especially culturally. No! God, no! Turn it off! Please! What's that?
So
that
right.
Whoa, what's that behind us? What the fuck is that? It's your shadow, mate. You're scared of your own shadow. Oh, okay.
Traditions? Nobody has any traditions. We all exactly the same.
No one does stuff differently. No, they do sometimes.
You're so right.
Quite into.
You're not allowed
American
to celebrate.
American comedy's got it right. American comedy's got it right. American comedians, standard comics especially, that can discuss different races and different cultures and celebrate the differences in a funny way.
Yeah.
In Britain, you literally mention anything. You go, oh, there was a French guy. And everyone goes, oh, fuck, he said, what's he going to do? What's he going to do?
He's going to do the accent. Oh, God.
Who's he sending home? He's not sending anyone home. He's not saying any of that. He's just, oh, God.
I know. It's a lot, isn't it? I mean, will this even stay in?
Probably not.
Happy Halloween.
Fuck off with Happy Halloween. Do you know someone said happy? Someone genuinely at the TV
Robin
show.
Robin made us a fucking Happy Halloween card. Like, it's Mother's Day.
When our 8-year-old gave me a Happy Halloween card this morning, every fibre of my being wanted to go, you're fucking joking, aren't you? Halloween card? Get in the bin.
Listen, they might have had a bit of free time at school.
Yeah,
you know, they were filling in them lessons.
A grown adult said Happy Halloween to me yesterday.
No, they didn't.
And I said, no, fuck they off didn't. With that. My actual answer was fuck off with that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he was half joking.
Okay.
But yeah. Oh, Happy Halloween. Oh, God.
We normally do a Halloween special, but I forgot. It's not a thing. I totally forgot.
I'm sick of people trying to make it a thing.
Well, Halloween.
I've had enough. Yeah. I've fully had enough. Although I went through Newcastle City Centre last night and there was loads of people. I got off the train. Mm. There was loads of people out dressed up. But I get it. It was students all just dressed up on a night out.
We've all done that.
I kind of get that. I think if anything, Halloween is for just a fancy dress night out.
Yeah.
But oh.
I last night turned the gate off.
Yes.
Turned all of the lights off.
Yes.
At one point, we were in, because Robin can't be left on his own anywhere in the house at the minute. Like, he follows you around like a bad fucking
smell. He's watched something, or someone at school has said something to him, like a ghost story or something stupid.
He's scared. I was like that at home, though.
Oh, God,
he's scared of stuff. Anyway.
Have I never told you about when my mates came around once, and we went up to my bedroom, and one of them was sitting on my bed, and he looked like... He must have... I don't believe in ghosts or anything like that, right? This could be a little Halloween story for you, actually. Oh. It could be a Halloween special.
Should I do a...
No, absolutely not. Stop it. No, absolutely not. No.
Halloween. No. Halloween.
So I went upstairs and he was sitting, like, we all went up and he went up a couple of minutes before me and he was sitting on my bed and he looked like really like coy, like shocked. Like, he just didn't look himself and he'd only been up for a couple of minutes and he was, I'll never forget his face. And just, and I went, I was like, you all right? And he was like, oh, I've just seen a little boy behind your door.
And Dad's house was built in 2002.
But it wasn't built in 2002.
When
I moved
there
when I was six. I don't know, I moved there when I was six. Two, it was built on an old school.
Oh.
It was built on Redwell School.
Okay.
So.
My dad went there.
I never forgot it. It was really weird when he said it. And then he never really mentioned it again. He mentioned it a couple of times at school, ages after.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. But he never like egged it loads. So I don't know if he was mature enough to do that kind of wind-up. Does that make sense? I don't believe in it at all. But it was
strange that he did it like... I think some people do see spirits.
He wound us up the way an adult would wind someone up. It wasn't a kid winding someone up. Well, it was, man. Believers. Mm-hmm. He kind of just mentioned it a couple of times. Maybe one of Robin's friends has said something daft like that to him and he's kind of believed.
Maybe Robin sees things that we don't.
Yeah. I doubt it very much.
Well, two Halloween-y things I've got to tell you last night. So you were away last night, so I shut the gate off. Because I can't be asked people come at the door. Rafe was in
That's
bed.
The spirit.
Yeah, I tried it last year. No one came, so I just thought, fuck it, I'm not doing it this year. I was in my dressing room getting ready. Robin came in because he can't be on his own. And he just sat on he was reading while I was washing my face, had all the lights on. And I could hear people, like kids outside. And I was like, oh, fuck, because I'd literally just turned the lights on. And then Robin was full on opening the window. I was like, stop knocking out! The blatantly seen when then I turn all the lights off. It was ridiculous. Second thing, shit me pants. We've got all glass downstairs, haven't we? Like in the dining room, it's all glass. Never ever happened before. Only happened on Halloween night when I was already shitting myself. Robin was walking behind us. I genuinely thought it was someone outside in the pitch black.
His reflection.
Shit me pants.
Wow.
Shit me pants. Like actual. And it made us, you know what? No, but you know what it made us think?
What?
I got scared. Not like a ghost. I thought it was somebody outside. And it made us feel the scared of how I would feel if anyone ever was there.
Right, okay.
And I thought, oh, I didn't like that.
I understand.
Do you know what I mean? Because you always think, what would I do?
When I got out of the taxi last night, about 11:30, there was kids going down the street dressed as skeletons.
What was that all about?
Kids going down our street dressed as skeletons on a mobility scooter. What? One of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life. Laughing their heads off, having a great time. But I was like...
How old were they?
13, 14.
No, they didn't need them.
It was definitely an elderly relative's mobility scooter, and they were literally going down the street on a dressed as skeletons. That either stole it. I don't know what was going on. And
so
I thought,
confused.
I can't be arsed here.
Did you not ask?
What part of you thinks I have the confidence to go up to a group of 14-year-old girls?
Oh, you
and
said
go,
there was only two.
There was three of them.
Oh.
And go, what are you doing on that mobility scooter? All right, man. Oh, look at you. You know what would happen? They'd call us a pedo and I'd run away scared.
I could hear them as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was the same kids from... Oh, it might have been the same ones from earlier on and I didn't answer the door.
There's a hell of a battery on that mobility scooter after we're going around that
long. Where have we got that scooter from?
No idea.
Who in the street has a mobility scooter?
Could be loads of people. I don't know.
We would know.
How would we know?
I just would. I would have seen someone.
Yeah.
Surely. Oh, mysteries.
This is a 20-minute intro.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, we could just take a Babadoo Bat in there somewhere and break it up, no?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
Anyway.
Here's the jingle.
Happy Halloween.
It's not. No.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. Where you been? What you doing, eh? What you got on?
It's all this. What's going on?
What's going on,
this?
Tell me. Hey.
What's been happening? So I've been away doing a little thing.
Left us high and dry with these two little goblins.
Horrible being left with the kids. What else has been going on?
Nothing.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on. It is
nothing in my life.
As we record today, it's the 1st of November. Tua starts this month.
Oh, shit.
Tua starts this month. We're finalising all the stuff. Genuinely, it's going to be awesome. A lot of the tickets are gone, but there's still tickets on the website, shagmarinoid.com. Get involved.
Free
come
with every ticket.
Absolutely.
Chris's.
Not. There's no.
Not mine.
You don't. I couldn't do that.
I haven't come in
thousands
years.
And thousands. Eh? Goodness. What? Excuse you. Coming years. How dare you?
Anyway, welcome back. Hope you're all right. You got anything nice to talk about? I think we've spunked everything.
I've got one thing. A little sort of moral dilemma I had last night. So I was on the train on the way back, and a lady next to us.
Quick question. What were you watching?
On the train?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering.
Why?
I was just wondering.
I don't, just you like really pointed at us, really accusatory there when you asked us that. I was playing on the Nintendo Switch. I was playing on Super Mario Wonder.
Oh, what headphones did you wear?
Oh, I've managed to get my AirPods working. So I didn't know if AirPods worked with Nintendo Switches or not. Turns out they do. But the only headphones that I've got in the house that I've got a normal headphone jack on, apart from these podcast ones, is Robin's Mario headphones.
Yes.
So there was a part where I thought I'm going to have to wear Robin's Mario
headphones.
And
Father of the Year, Christopher, bought... For his birthday, we got Robin the new Mario game.
Mario Wonder.
Yeah, Father of the Year, Chris said to Robin on Sunday before he left, Robin, you know how you're not allowed to go on your Switch during the week after school? I was obviously vomiting in my mouth because I thought this is my grown man husband saying this to me 8-year-old. Could daddy please borrow your new Mario game to play on the train? Fuck me. Disgusting. And Robin, bless him, lovely, was like, yeah, of course you can.
Kind
and then he came up to me after
boy.
And he went, I can't believe you're with him. And I said, mate.
Is that what he said?
Looking at?
Imagine that.
Imagine. You probably would.
You should be embarrassed. Your husband just bought an 8-year-old's game. Pathetic.
Oh, Chris, that was rank though. So you played on the Switch on the train?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're there
God.
And we're back. Made it absolutely fly, mate.
Did absolutely fly.
Listen, so... I'm sitting on the table and then on the chair, and I've got a little table in front of us, and then literally straight across the aisle, a woman was sitting and she lay down across her two chairs, so her head was on the seat closest to me.
Right.
And she fell asleep.
Her feet were at the window.
Feet were at the window. Head was closest to the aisle. Literally,
that's weird.
She was, her head was right next to us when she was asleep. It was really, really strange. Do you understand what I mean? I'm across the aisle from her, though.
Yeah, but so she's leaving her head at...
her head's at the aisle.
At the trolley end.
Yeah, her head's trolley.
Why?
End. Don't know. Loudest snoring.
She was snoring?
Yeah. Loudest snoring I've ever heard in public. And
really?
I was just sitting thinking, what's the etiquette here? And I'm looking and a few people are looking and I'm thinking... Could you go, like, give her a shake and go, will you shut the fuck up? Or, because if someone was sitting there going, like growling, I'd go,
I did not see that noise coming.
No, but do you know what I mean?
Is that what it was like?
Like, yeah, not slimming out of that, but a snore. But if someone was growling,
yeah,
or just going like, like, I would go, you fucking knock that on the head, mate. It's really loud, like... It's really
you
irritating.
Would, I probably wouldn't.
Like
I've sat through loads on a train.
I sat for so I had to turn me, I had to turn the Nintendo Switch up because I couldn't. I could hear it snoring and it was irritating us.
Right, okay.
And just I don't know.
You were on a late train, though, weren't you? You didn't get off the train until 11:20.
Not late enough to be lying there. It wasn't a sleeper train. It wasn't middle through the night train. It was late. It was This was about 10:30, 10:00 when she was doing it. But it was.
No. Oh, was it?
But it's right next to us, and I don't know what the. I don't know. I felt. It felt weird.
Right.
And then Newcastle was... everyone sort of looked, thinking, give her a shake and see if she needed... This is her stop. But I thought, no, I'm not. You fucking wake up in Edinburgh for all I care, you loud fucker.
So what did she stay on?
She woke up. She woke up.
In what Newcastle was her stop?
Yeah. It actually terminated at Newcastle. But you get me point.
I don't know what the etiquette is there. I don't
weird.
Know. Just as part of us thinks, you don't know what a day has been like. She might really need that kip.
Exactly.
And then the other part is you're in the public, you're on the train. What are you doing? So I don't know. I don't know.
It's just, it's just an interest.
Was she pissed?
She was snoring like she was pissed.
Right, okay.
She was snoring like someone pissed. Was pissed.
Oh, she might have had a really tough day.
Yeah.
I know. She might have had some really bad news. She just got
all
pissed.
All right, man. Don't worry. Don't.
You.
Oh.
I don't know how to answer that.
Side note, my mate, when he was 16, used to work at a paintballing place in Durham.
Ooh.
And used to get the train back to
Newcastle. I've never been paintballing.
Really?
Nah.
Wow.
Never. Do you know what it is? I really don't like people chasing us. Do you know we raced... Chris. Me and the kids raced to the bath the other night, right? And they raced after me. Honestly, I fucking hated it. I was getting... Oh, no, stop!
First of all, I feel like you're confusing paintballing with some kind of giant game of Tig.
I didn't like that either.
Right, it's not.
Yeah, but you've got to run away, don't
you?
Remember Quasar Laser? I shit me pants at Quasar Laser.
Well, this is.
By the way, it's back at Shields, Quasar Laser.
I've heard there's a laser thing back. Yeah. But paintballing is you don't you shoot people. You don't chase people.
You got to run after them, though.
You have to run.
People run after you to shoot you.
Well, why? When they can shoot you. Why would you run when your bullet flies faster than you can run?
Oh, well, I might like it then. I would like that more. Honestly, the lads chased after us up the stairs.
An 8-year-old and a 2-year-old chased after you upstairs and you were upset.
No, I wasn't upset. It was just the adrenaline. It got us get panicked. I didn't like it.
Adrenaline.
I really didn't like it.
Wow.
And then I actually said to them, I don't like people chasing us. They didn't get it. They didn't care.
Of course they didn't. You're fucking weirdo.
I know. I didn't like it at all. Ooh, I've just thought about having a glass of wine.
You've got a problem.
I know.
You've got a problem. Your head's like a pinball machine today. All I was going to say was, he worked at a paintball thing in Durham. Paintball thing in Durham. He fell asleep on the train on the way back. Mm-hmm. And he woke up in Edinburgh. Mm. It was the last train. And his dad had to get him a taxi from Edinburgh to Newcastle.
Shut up.
He was in such bother.
Mm.
His dad was raging. Yeah.
It's not even a long train from Durham to Newcastle.
Yeah, but he fell asleep on the train and he woke up in Edinburgh. But that's that's... We're talking, early noughties here. That's a hell of a lot of money.
It's a fortune.
My dad would murder me. Taxi from Edinburgh to Newcastle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Early noughties? Oh, hell on.
Wasn't it like when your parents had to pay for anything for you when you were younger? Wasn't it just the worst thing in the world? Like if you did something wrong or you broke something and they had to pay for it, it was just literally like, You have put us in debt. We are going to have to repay our mortgage up.
I must have told you once I got a £125 phone bill once.
Well, stuff like that, like when you mess on with stuff and you do stuff
hell
wrong.
Hell on.
Was there?
Hell on. Yeah. I just remember my mum going, I thought you got 3 minutes. I thought they were free. I thought your texts were free.
Oh, my mum and dad once paid, I hope they don't mind saying this, paid off Kate's credit card when she was younger because she got in a bit of debt. They've never not mentioned it. It's literally brought up all the time.
Quite right. Like, quite fucking right.
Are you ever, may I add? I don't know if she paid it back, actually. I'm probably owed a bit of money, actually. With siblings, not one sibling can't get more than the others.
Right.
So if I find out that Kevin's had something off me dad,
right,
I will be sniffing around.
You're a grown woman with a family.
I don't care. That's how it works. My dad once bought my sister a gilet from Jules. I know all about this gilet. Don't think I fucking don't. A gilet from Jules. I think it might be about 45, 50 quid when they're at Dalton Park. And I found out and I was like, I haven't had anything off my dad for a while. But then he did get us something nice. So I was like, right, fair enough.
You need a spreadsheet, you mean?
Counteract it.
You need a spreadsheet.
It is actually true. And I think everybody else will be the same who's got siblings. You can't give one without the other.
Oh, God. We've got all that to look forward to. Fuck's sake.
It's true. It is. Well, you can't. You physically can't.
So to the point of where, all right, okay, so one of our kids, one of them has got a job paintballing place in Durham, falls asleep, we've got to get him a taxi back from Edinburgh. So the other one is, in sibling rules, the other one's allowed to go, how much is that taxi? Right, well, you owe me that
maybe
money.
Not straight away, but at some point, if they do get in trouble and they'll go, well, what about when such and such did
off.
That? Yeah.
Politicians, man.
So there you go.
Politicians. Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
True. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beefy little beefy little beefy hula hoop?
Beef, beef,
I
beef,
love
beef, beef.
Love beefy hula hoops.
You love beefy hula hoops.
The puffed ones.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I've had to stop buying hula hoops puffed.
They're so addictive.
It one pack, it's not enough.
I know, they're so good.
Oh,
actually.
God, they're
so
incredible.
Morish. Them and the big Wotsits.
I'm not a fan of the big Wotsits. Pull them out of your teeth for fucking days.
Oh,
no
I love
chance.
Them. Love them.
They taste good, though. Okay, ladies first or me first?
Do you know what? You can
Okay, got a good one here. I wrote this down as soon as it happened.
Right, great.
Had barely stopped the car safely to write this down because it was so ridiculous. Wow. You ready?
You never stop the car carefully. You're a terrible driver.
Wow.
But that's by the by.
Wow. So, Robin's birthday last week. You know, obviously he got up early. He was very excited. We had a morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out and we went to pick up his little cousin. And we're taking them out for the day to the golf, the mini golf and trampoline park and all
never
that
again.
Stuff, right? We're in the car on the way. I had a protein bar that I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Robin, I said, do you want half of this protein bar? And you went, Chris, no. No, man. Full of sugar. It's too early for him to have something like that.
Exactly
full of sugar. And I went, right, okay. It's got protein in it, though. It's like, you know, for these little tummy, protein's good for him. It's full of sugar. No, you just bloody eat it. What are you
it's
doing? Trying to give the kid protein bar 10 o'clock. Full of sugar. Full of sugar, that. Full of sugar. That was the exact word. Rubbish, that. Load of rubbish. Full of sugar. Okay. About 5 minutes later, we pulled over to a service station on the way to the medical centre because you were worried, because when he gets hangry.
He gets so hungry. All of Robin's bad behaviour is when he's hungry.
He's always hungry.
I swear to God.
Hungry
it's
or tired.
It's that we have eliminated.
It's hungry or tired.
It's hungry or tired, yeah.
We pull over to...
Well, I didn't want him to be hungry because...
No.
I didn't realise he'd only had a tiny little bit for his breakfast.
Yes,
because
he was
so excited.
So we literally less than five minutes after that... Just remember... Full of sugar, load of shite, can't have that too early. Just remember that little collection of phrases. Do you remember what you got him from the service station?
What he chose because it was his birthday.
Came back in to the car with, first of all, a car with the smelliest, most ridiculous fucking stain-inducing food in the world. That kid came back in the car with a packet of chili Doritos.
Yeah. You only had half.
A pepperami.
Yeah.
And a bottle of fizzy... Fizzy Vimto.
It was his birthday.
Literally purple and red stuff.
I know.
I was nearly sick driving that car for the smell that the chili.
I wish.
And the Doritos and the fucking pepperami and then the burps of the fizzy Vimto.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, in hindsight, I wish you'd just given him half that protein.
I didn't realise you hadn't had much to eat. Oh, I know. Unbelievable.
I know.
Fizzy Vimto. A pepperami.
I didn't know it was fizzy, by the way. And he pulled the wool over my eyes because I paid for it. And then as we were walking out, he went, you didn't realise, but this is fizzy. Like that. And then I was annoyed, but I thought
ridiculous.
It's your birthday.
Utterly ridiculous. So. Come on, then. What's your beef? Because you don't deserve a beef after that. That was
It is pretty
shoddy.
Bad. It was bad. Sorry about that. My beef with you is over half term, Robin had homework.
Mm.
And part of his homework was to make a pyramid. Build this pyramid, right?
Yeah, yeah,
3D
yeah.
pyramid. And I thought, well, you know, he's got a week off. It'll be fine. We've got loads of time to do it. So every day I kept saying, right, we need to build this pyramid.
All pyramids are 3D. If it wasn't 3D, it would just be a triangle. Carry on.
Oh, you are. You are something else. So I kept saying every day, we need to do this pyramid. We need to do this pyramid. And every day, Chris would say to me, he doesn't need to do it today. He's got loads of time. Doesn't need to do it today. And Robin would go, yeah, Mum, I don't need to do it today. And I said, Chris, you are away from Sunday and it needs to be in on Tuesday.
Mm.
And I'm not doing it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when I ended up making a fucking pyramid for my child's project.
Judging by the angry phone call I got off here, I imagine it was Monday night.
It was Monday fucking night.
Yeah,
the night before. And it was Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't go and get his Lego by himself in the dark. Great. And I had Rafe.
Because Monday night, my phone rang and I picked up the phone. And while I'm in the hotel, away, nothing I can do to help you. Your exact words were, don't you. I went, hiya, love. You went, don't you ever tell me to make him wait until the night before to do his homework because we've just done his pyramid and it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't tell you to wait the night before. All I said was...
You kept putting it off.
All I said was he's got until Tuesday. And then you went, right, bye then. And you put the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But you, because 2 hours you kept
later,
putting it off and
you 2 hours
kept
later,
putting
you texted us because I held out. I was like, I'm not giving in here. 2 hours later, you... Tail between your legs, came crawling back, didn't you? Because you knew you were being ridiculous. You texted us 2 hours later.
Oh, I only texted you
because
I was
going... stressed.
I only texted you because I was going to bed and I thought if you died in your sleep, then you'd feel bad if I hadn't said good night. So fuck you. I didn't mean it. Don't you ever think that I mean an apology. I only ever apologise if we're going to sleep and one of us might die when
Do you
we're
know
away.
What? You...
So don't fucking think that that's a real apology.
Travelling or going to sleep, I'm with you on that.
Exactly.
I go, do you know what? I might as well just quickly say sorry here because if one of these dies in a car crash.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
But don't think that I was apologising for that because I wasn't. That was just a quick little...
Placeholder.
Yes. Placeholder till now. Don't you ever tell me to put off a project ever again because
we're
doing it. And you never do his homework. Why is that left to me?
It's not my wheelhouse, man.
Is your wheelhouse?
Because
you're really slacking on the bins at the minute, Ramsay.
I did miss the bins last week. I didn't miss them, but we got them in within 10 minutes, didn't we? Just vibes, just making sure the vibes are okay.
You don't make sure the vibes are okay. You bring nothing but negativity to this house.
Yeah, negative vibes. Negative vibes, bit of panic. Now and then I forget to put the bins out. I'm just
bring the vibes. Negative vibes. I bring the doom and gloom. What else do you want?
I just bring a big grey cloud of anxiety and stress. That's what. Do you know how much work that takes to maintain? You kidding us?
Oh my God, we're laughing because it's so true. anyway, it was his triangle.
Listen, I've never done this before, but in this Babadoo Ba, we're going to talk now, and then we're going to say something about, and there's going to be Babadoo Ba, and then the next bit's going to be a question from the public. In that interim, I will have had a shit. I need to go to the toilet.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I'm turtling here.
Oh, gee, is that why you go?
No, see, I'm sitting right on the edge here. It's horrible. Go on then.
Babadoo, Babadoo, Babadoo Ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Good shit. It's been gone 10 minutes.
Humans are horrible, aren't
they? Did you have a shower after?
I'm disgusting. No, the shower will come later. Sometimes the shower will come.
So you're sitting here, the shitey arse.
No, don't be disgusting. There'll be, but the shower will come later. I'll not be able to go about my entire day. We've got stuff to do. I couldn't go for the shower now because you'd be like, what the hell? But the shower will come later.
Okay, good.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing. Very good. Baby.
Humans are minging. We are minging, aren't we? I've just went and sat on a porcelain thing and just, and then I'll come back up like nothing's wrong.
Not really. Like, it's dead natural. It just smells, doesn't it? But everyone's more than happy to hide the food in their mouth. Just got to come out somewhere.
Well,
you know what I mean?
So my shit.
You find shit so disgusting, don't eat anymore.
My fault, eh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send us all of your wonderful, wonderful things. We really do appreciate it. Rosie, what have we got in the mailbag this week?
Oh, well, Chris, we've had loads of people emailing in and we've got some brilliant stuff here. I've got a shit story to start with for you.
Yeah. Oh, keep it on brand. Excellent.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. My husband and I are South Shields natives.
Whoop.
Long-time listeners and big fans. Very excited to come see you on tour. Oh, we shall see you there. I have an ick and a story for you.
Get in.
We have to travel a lot to visit our sisters who have moved away, so there is a lot of motorway driving. My ick is that my husband likes to sit in the outside lane at whichever speed is currently happening, which causes the speeders to pile up behind us.
Brilliant.
I get so embarrassed and it's such an ick.
Yeah, prick. Stop doing that.
Well, go at my speed.
I understand it's more difficult on a two-laner. A dual carriageway does upset me slightly. A motorway is better because you've got like two other lanes to play with rather than the fast lane. But a dual carriageway, if you've got people going like 50 and one and then you're going to go 70, but you don't want to go 90 like the fucking nutters behind you, you've got to move around a lot.
Well, my dad used to tell me off all the time. And so when we used to drive to gigs, my dad used to come with us and help us with my gear and stuff when I was doing solo. And I would just sit in the middle lane. I don't really mind sitting in the middle lane, right? If you're not going too fast and you not want to go slow, just sit in the middle lane. I don't understand the problem.
Yeah, no, that's
right?
Bad. It's bad.
Right, okay,
bad.
But fair enough.
Bad.
But my dad was like, why don't you go back to the slower lane? I was like, because why do I want to keep moving about? I don't see the problem.
Because that's how driving works.
Yeah, he kept telling us to keep moving. Yeah. I was like, I'm quite happy.
No, you've got it. Yeah.
Why though? I'm not getting anyone's way.
But you probably are getting people's way.
I'm not though, because if they want to overtake us, they can overtake us.
I understand.
And if they want to go slower, they can go in the other.
I do understand the logic.
So I feel like the law is wrong, and I might be right.
All right, okay, that's a very arrogant way to look at it, but fair enough.
Me dad, and I remember saying to my dad, that's old-fashioned driving.
Oh, great, wow. You're too old, mate.
We just like to sit here and do nothing. Anyway, secondly, a tale of sisterly horror and a question for Rosie. In brackets, sorry, lonely child.
Yeah, that's me.
Sorry.
No frame of reference for siblings, but you know.
But you probably had a much better childhood.
Didn't
than
have
me.
To share me bike. So
exactly.
Fuck you all.
Mate, exactly. At least you had a bike. When they were toddlers, my husband and his younger sister would be bathed together by their mom. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good. They both had a special, beloved sponge. I've just laughed because I sometimes forget what these are and I've just remembered, right?
Right.
They both had a special beloved sponge. Hers was a fish and his was a frog. Simpler times, wasn't it?
It was great, wasn't it?
Do you remember when he used to get buzzing about something? Like, and he'd be buzzing about it for months, not just, oh, I love this toy now and I'll forget about it in a week.
Yeah.
Kids have too much nowadays.
Depends. Kids like, some kids are like, this is me doll and I take it everywhere and it gets absolutely scruffy. You know, we just don't have kids like that. You know, a kid was like, this is me blanket, I carry it everywhere. Some kids do just latch onto a thing.
No, I never have. I kind of want them to, though.
Nah, because then if you lose that thing or you have to clean that thing, there's hell on.
I suppose. But then I just feel like they don't really appreciate anything.
I'm
like, why aren't you besotted about this one thing?
Because they've got other things as well and there's stuff going on and, we keep them. I don't know what it is. I think it's just a personality thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But all I know is Did you have
a favourite thing when you were a kid?
God, no. But I've known people who had whose kids have favourite things. It's like, oh, this is a favourite doll or whatever.
And they lose it.
Well, if you lose it, it's a nightmare. But it's absolutely a biohazard.
Yeah.
Like, it's scruffy. Yeah. And they're like, wash it. And the kids say, no, you can't wash it. So it's like, right, well, you know.
Okay,
I think whatever your kid's doing, you'd find a thing to whinge about anyway.
True. So they've got a special sponge, right?
One frog, one fish.
Excellent. One bath time. She decided it would be hilarious to shit in the bath.
Fantastic.
She was only two.
Fantastic.
And horrified, Mom started taking them out. She took my husband out first, and whilst wrapping him in the towel, little sister knew she needed to wipe her bottom.
Oh, no.
She reached past her own fishy sponge and used the beloved frog to clean up.
Oh, that is low.
When asked why, she said, I didn't want to ruin my sponge. Mom had to bin them both in fairness.
Oh.
He still hasn't forgiven her, and we're nearly 30. Rosie... What's the worst thing you or your siblings have ruined for each other?
Wow. I love the idea that one day she's going to need a kidney. He's going to be like, remember the frog?
Remember that sponge, you bitch. Fuck you. I'm just trying to think, what's the worst thing that we've ruined for each other? Well, I used to graffiti my name all over the place.
Yeah.
Someone's done that. Who's done it? Someone told me a story the other day about the kids have started graffitiing stuff around the house, but not their name. So I used to graffiti Kate and Kevin around the house.
Of course you did.
With compass.
Stupid.
No, not a compass. What was it called? Protractors.
Right.
You remember, is that what they're called?
I think they're called the sharp thing.
Yeah, is it a compass?
I think it's a compass.
Right.
I can't remember. You know,
what's it called, man?
Can you not remember, though? Things like that were just such a huge part
massive,
of your life.
Massive.
For years and years and years. Like, and I haven't drawn a fucking perfect circle for 25 years.
Do you not remember?
Put the pencil in that bit and twist that end and put the sharp bit there and spin it.
Magic.
Motherfucker.
Magic. Do you remember trying to give yourself tattoos, though, with it? Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh.
I do believe that's called self-harm.
No, well, we used to scratch our name into our arms and then put, like, ink on it from the pen.
That is the scummiest thing I have ever heard. Like in prisons.
I mean, it didn't really ever work because we never got deep enough. It's kind of just scratch the surface.
You'd scratch
your arm. Oh, yeah, man, you've never lived. Yep. You never burnt yourself with a light. I bet you haven't, you fucking pussy. Never had a smiley, have you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have a go. Have a go at my non-manky upbringing. Yeah, you never done yourself a proper tattoo like in prison, eh?
It never worked. I did bleed a couple of times, though. Yeah, that's my memory of them.
Yeah, that's...
But no, so I used to go around the house, honestly, on so many things. And then my mum would be like, Rosie! I'd be like, it fucking says Kate. What are you talking about?
It was me. What an idiot.
It was me every time.
Still my favourite thing about you and your sister fighting is the fact that once one of you swung a hairdryer around by the cord to hit the other one, like in Gladiator.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, we were... Honestly, we were awful. That's why whenever the lads fight now, I mean, there are a lot younger... But you get really upset and I'm like, mate, you've seen nothing yet. Yeah. Me and Kate would just be sat there, right? Not so much Kev kind of got away with it. He was very, our Kev's really tame little lad. He was he wasn't aggressive at all. He was actually, he just wasn't. I was probably the roughest out of the three.
Yep, I can totally believe that.
We'd be sat, right? Me and Kate just watching the telly and we'd be having an argument and we'd just be calling each other like a bitch, like mouthing it. Bitch, you bitch, right on the sofa. My mum, pack it in, you two. And then all of a sudden, if there was no one there, we're just like, I remember just launching like remote controls off our face. I swear to God, so rough. You've never known fighting like with a sibling.
Wow.
So rough.
Wow.
Well, she slapped me once when we were bunk beds. Because before we went to bed, you know, she was quite horrible, but I was quite horrible back.
Mm.
So we had a fight one night. She slapped us. And so I spat under her pillow.
Oh, right. You are horrible.
I did. And then on the night...
So I rolled me sleeves up and showed off me tattoos and then spat under her pillow.
I did. But then, you know what she did to me, which was really quite cruel, right? Because I was a bit of a wimp. She would lie there. She always had the bottom bunk, right? I never got the bottom bunk. Mm-hmm. I had to go on the top, which I never really liked. Anyway, she would lie there and she'd go, when you're asleep, I'm going to come up and I'm going to hit you. And I'd be like, no, you're not. She'd go, yeah, as soon as you're in a deep sleep, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to slap you across the face. It was horrible, so I couldn't get to sleep.
Wow. Wow.
Bitch.
Horrible, that life. Oh, God, no, it is in prison. It's awful.
It's honestly, Chris, it's brutal. Why do you think I'm so
awful?
No, not awful. Just
rank.
No, what's
dead
the
inside.
Word? No, I'm harder than you. And I don't mean that in a weird way.
Honestly, take that back right now or I'm going to have to choke you unconscious.
I think when you've
How
got
dare
when
you?
You've got siblings, when you grow up with siblings, I can't describe it. It teaches you to fight.
Suddenly the Cray twins story's making perfect sense.
It does. It teaches you to fight with each other, never with anyone else. But then weirdly, if somebody started on them, I would, you know, go to death
join in,
for them. But
join in with the person.
No.
Nah, yeah, randomer. I'll fight. I'll spit on her. Come round me and you will spit on a pillow later. Person I've just met.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've been listening to episode 234 and the mountain bike injury in pseudocrem chat reminded me of a horrible day in my brother's life.
Ah, okay.
Do you remember that one when he's putting pseudocrem on his balls? When my brother was about 15, him and a friend created a makeshift mountain bike course in my parents' back garden.
Wow.
It really was as makeshift as it could have been. Plywood down the deck and stairs as a ramp, etc.
Yeah.
Tragedy struck when the seat of the bike both were using fell off.
Oh, God.
When the seat comes off and it's just literally
a pipe.
A metal pipe. However, jumping over random shit in the garden over a rusty pole didn't faze either of them and they kept going.
Awful.
It wasn't long before my older brother did a jump and the rusty pole made hard contact with the flesh between his ball sack and arsehole.
Oh, God, get in the bin.
And made him vomit for at least 5 minutes.
That is the grimmest thing.
My grandmother, in brackets,
comes running out to see him, falls down the plywood, skids down.
My grandmother, in brackets, who at the time was 85 years old, was the one looking after us.
Oh,
and she had no idea what to do.
Oh.
Not living near us, she didn't have a car with her. And being of the war generation, she didn't believe in making a fuss. So, how did she decide to tend to my older brother's bruised and bleeding gooch?
Oh, that's
Can you guess?
The gooch as well. That's so
thin,
tender.
Thin, isn't it? Thin skin.
Oh, God.
Can you guess what she put on to make it better?
On his gooch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, something stupid like a tea bag or some cucumber or something.
No.
Pseudocrem. It's not antiseptic. It's a barrier cream. Pseudocrem's not going to do anything. You might as well have put fucking mayonnaise on it. Pseudocrem on a cut, a rusty cut.
Bit of pseudocrem on there.
That'll get rid of the tent. Yeah, what's it called?
You might as well have put tetanus. You might as well have put fucking, oh God, coleslaw. Talc.
Gently applied with his shorts down his ankles, lying up my parents' staircase.
What a beautiful image.
You can see it, can't you?
So is it two brothers?
I don't know.
Is it the brothers that were doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Because can you not remember, Mum? I don't know if you were, because you had siblings, so you didn't play at other people's houses, but I remember the most.
I did.
Nah, you had no friends.
I didn't live with
you didn't
me.
Have any mates.
I didn't have any
mates.
I had loads
me.
Of friends.
You didn't, of course you didn't. the awkwardness of being at someone else's house when they got hurt when you were a kid.
I
don't think I would have recovered if I had to stand there while my mates and Nana put pseudocrem on his gooch 15. While he was lying on some stairs. I don't think I'd have come back from that. I couldn't have been mates with him anymore. Can you imagine?
Well, 15 was piling age. I was drinking at 15.
He's 15?
15.
Oh, so he's got pubes. He's putting pseudocrem
on his
pubes.
He's got a full-on cock.
Pseudocrem on his pubes. Nana.
But you never know, you know. He might have genuinely needed to go to hospital and he's like, please fix me. He's just pseudocreming him up.
Put a fucking nappy on him while you're at it. Poor woman.
My grandma rubbing pseudocrem softly with her middle finger while my younger brother, my older brother's friends and I were hysterically laughing.
Friends are there,
watching.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
15 years later, my older brother now fastidiously checks that a bike seat is firmly secure before getting on.
Brilliant.
From Anonymous.
That's wonderful, that. Like.
Hey, funny. Oh, 15.
Yeah.
God,
a bike seat falling off and going the pole going up my ass is one of my worst nightmares.
Is it?
Absolutely. And I, obviously, when I'm out, I just cycle. I mean, I haven't cycled for ages now, but I just go I don't go over jumps and that like a lunatic.
Yeah,
that,
just in case.
I can't think of anything worse.
Do you know when I was in primary school, I think I must have only been about 8 or 9.
Hmm.
I fell over in the school hall, in the dinner hall. I slipped on some gravy and I fell on the back.
Had you just dropped the gravy from whatever you were eating?
No, I think it was from something else, but I fell on my backside. I dropped my tray and everything,
right?
The dinner ladies took us round behind the overhead projector, like the white, the screen,
yeah,
and pulled me skirt down and looked at me backside.
Oh.
In the hall where people were eating on the other side.
Was the projector on? So it was a big shadow of you getting your ass looked at by some dinner ladies.
But it stuck with me forever. You know, when you're like, anyone could have seen us with me ass out.
Yeah, and he fell on the floor. What are they looking at your ass for?
I think it was just in case it was like, God knows. Funny though, isn't it?
It's really weird, that.
It's really weird, do you know what it is, Chris? It's not weird. I think it's just modern day and it makes it feel weird, but it wasn't. I was just a little bane and I'd fell over on my arse and they were like, let's have a look. Probably kissed it better.
Yeah. You know what it is? The more I hear about your school, the more I do believe that there was gravy all over the floor everywhere. It just feels like a kind of crack. Just big like wet floor signs, just gravy everywhere. Why is the gravy everywhere? I don't know.
The gravy was amazing.
Sour school in it.
I also have a very, very vivid memory of, did your school do seconds?
I packed lunch, didn't I?
Oh, well, me and my mate Ozzie, right? I remember us being among a very small group of the whole school who would stay behind to get seconds.
I'm starting to think the gravy was on your shoe. I was starting to think that gravy was running from your chin onto your shoe when you were falling on your own gravy that you were just producing from all of the food you were having.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I'm writing this on the train home. I wasn't looking where I was going whilst getting onto the train and face planted in front of a carriage full of people.
Oh.
So I figured whilst I'm down, might as well sink further.
There's no worse than falling over in public in front of people.
Mm-hmm. I did it at a friend's birthday party.
When?
I walked into the room and I slipped and nearly fell on my arse.
Where was that?
At Aaron and Ashley's.
Oh, yes, you did.
Are you okay? I was like,
yeah, you fell on your way and you fell
off. Great. Anyway.
Ick.
I'm a very gassy person. Probably because I'm lactose intolerant and refuse to cut dairy out of my diet. Yeah. That might be why.
You stay strong.
Yeah. Anyway, I was in my open plan, rather busy office one afternoon a couple of months ago, and it was like a witch's cauldron brewing in my guts.
Oh no.
I couldn't let rip in front of everyone, so I did what I can only describe as forcing the fart into my vag so I could do a gradual release later on.
Goodness gracious me.
I've never been skilled enough to do that.
Skilled? So it can act as a little halfway house.
Sometimes they sneak up in there. And then you lose all of the power of it, so it's just there and it just kind of comes out and stinks. But, yeah, suppose you could force them up in there, yeah.
Goodness me.
What? Through the little slit goes in?
Oh,
it's just spaces, isn't it?
Yeah.
Air can get into spaces.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, so you can just hold them in there like a kangaroo holding its baby.
Kind of, I can't, but, yeah, I'm guessing.
Good God. Like a pit stop. Like the bus that gets you from the airport to the plane.
No.
Yeah, just a little holding pen for your pumps.
Well, maybe, yeah. I'm saying I can't do it, but
I can't believe it.
I'm going to try next time. I'm going to try and hold it in and squeeze it up.
No, I think that's dangerous. I don't think you should be farting your... I never thought I'd have to say this, but I feel like we should not be telling people to fart into their own vaginas.
Do you think?
That's a sentence. I've said some stuff on this. That's a sentence I never thought I'd have to say.
I don't think fart gas is bad for your vagina.
I feel like...
Glass vases, yes. Fart gas, no.
Okay.
Do you?
Google?
If you must.
Where's my pen? Where's my mouse? Ready?
What are you putting? Is fart bad for a vagina?
I'm going to have to put private browsing on for this. I'm not having this on my computer.
What do you mean? What's private browsing?
Where it doesn't log your history.
Oh, really? I don't know about that. Oh, is that for your porn escapades, is it?
Listen, dirty little. Listen, I have never in my life watched porn. I don't even know. What is that porn? I've never heard of that.
Mm.
I don't know what to type.
Type, are farts bad for your vagina?
Common and completely normal. Is there bacteria in fart? This is a nightmare. Is it normal for a virgin to fart?
Jesus.
Oh,
it's
God.
Fine. It's absolutely fine.
Right, okay.
Give up the quest. Right, I had a one-to-one meeting with my manager that afternoon, and she came round and beckoned me to come to the meeting room, and as I stood up, I let out the loudest queef of my life.
Oh, man.
In my silent office, no one said anything, but I just did the whole, oh, my chair stuck to the floor, must have been that, or some shit like that. But as I started to move away from my desk, every time I moved my legs, the queefs were coming thick and fast.
For God's sake.
Everyone just stayed silent as I queefed my way to the meeting room in shame. No one has ever said anything, but I know they all heard.
You can tell by the way I queef my walk, I'm a queefing girl.
No time to talk.
Nick, 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 nick.
Don't mind me.
It's okay.
You can't queef. I will queef another thing. You're going to want to understand. A queefing girl is not a sham. Whether you're a lover, whether you're a brother, I'm queefing a lot. Queefing a lot. Come on, you've got to finish the song.
No, that's fine.
Queef,
it's fine.
Queef, 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 queef in your bum. Love the word queef, by the way.
Oh, God.
Have we ever had any more kids? Definitely be queef. 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 Queef Ramsey.
Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator. Now, every time I can't not do it without a Scottish accent, I'm so sorry. Creator Network.
That's all good. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedandannoyed@gmail.com and shagmarriedandannoyed.com to scoop up the last few tickets for the tour, which starts on the 15th of November. It's going to be awesome. We'll see you there.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.